Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show on every weekday evening and weekends too, usually at 6:30 or 8:30 or 9:30, 8 or 9:30. And on weekends, this weekend, we're having the show at 9:30, originally scheduled for 8. But I'm sure you're going to enjoy this show. It's informative, it's interesting, and tonight the topic will be, it's controversial because we live in a very diverse society, which is good. There are all kinds of people in the world and all sorts of thoughts and all sorts of religions, which is fine. But for me, Christianity, I am a Christian and I see it as the true faith. I'm going to explain why in this show I have reached that conclusion. I respect all views, I respect all faiths, and I'm very happy to have relationships with my dear Muslim brothers and sisters and other religions, Hindus, etc. I'm most happy to know them and understand them. I'm sure I can learn from them, and they from me. I like to dialogue with people, different sorts of people and different faiths, and I welcome all faiths and ideas. Let me give you an indication a little about myself in this show. This is a politically incorrect show. We do not endorse political rhetoric. We do not endorse, we engage in critical thinking. We do not endorse in media lies, media falsehoods, or any kind of political rhetoric. We're interested in honest discernment and honest truth and critical thinking. That is what this show is about, political incorrectness. Not being politically correct, but being politically incorrect and reaching true conclusions from analysis and thought of the facts, such as they are presented to me. Second thing is, I'm a Christian, and as I said, I have an MDiv from Princeton Theological Seminary, and I've functioned as a pastor in the church, and I'm very dedicated to Christian doctrine and Christian belief in every way. I believe in the full authority of Holy Scripture, from Genesis to Revelation, and I adhere to the creeds of the Church, Apostles, Nicene, and Athanasian Creed, and if I read a book, it's going to be a Christian book, such as the Epistles of Paul, or John Milton's Paradise Lost, or Bonhoeffer, or Calvin, or Luther, or T.S. Eliot, or any of the great Christian writers that I can enumerate, including St. Augustine. Third, I run two radio shows, a podcast show and a blog talk radio show. These shows have many visitors from many countries. The podcast show at this point has over 4,000 visitors from 80 countries, and I'm pleased to say the blog talk radio show has had visitors from many Muslim countries, including Saudi Arabia, which I'm extremely elated and happy with. Also Bangladesh and Malaysia and many other countries in Europe, also Germany and United Kingdom and Ireland. So also I am a writer. I've written 10 books, both Christian books and legal books. I've written four Christian books, Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays of Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, a book on the parables, an analysis of the 41 parables in the Gospels, and I've written a very extensive commentary on the Psalms. I think you'll enjoy it. The Psalms are John Donne, the great Anglican poet, has called them the manna of the church. They are great. They are spiritual food. I can't stop reading them, and anybody who has not had the chance to read the Psalm has not learned and lived sufficiently. The Psalms are the essence of Jewish thinking at that time, and they are very beautiful lyric poetry, and I vastly enjoy reading them and knowing them as I have through the years. I've read them in Hebrew, and I know them in English. I read them in Hebrew in seminary, in the Old Testament course. I have other books planned, a book on the miracles in the Bible, two books of my blogs, literary and religious. One book is almost completed, and the second book of blogs is in the process. I'm preparing a book on the book of Job, I would note that I have written over 900 blogs, and they are fully available and are being listened to and visited by many people from countries all over the world, and of course, by my Muslim brothers and sisters, who I always welcome to my show and to my written work. That's as much as I want to say about myself tonight, and I could say more. I have three of my articles, the Syracuse Law Review and Academicus, an international Albanian scientific journal, have been bought by the State Department and the United States Supreme Court, and by many, many European libraries extensively. Tonight, I'm going to explain why I believe Christianity to be actually the truth, or better put, the true faith. There are many, many faiths in the world, and I'm sure that they're quite valid. But I'd like to give an explanation as to why Christianity presents to me the solution. Why be a Christian? Or better put, what are we going to make about the claims of Jesus to be God? Jesus claims to be God and claims to show the way to eternal life, conquer death, and offer us regeneration and a new life. The question is, how are we going to understand this? Jesus, what are we going to make of the claim of Jesus Nazareth to be God and his claim to show the way to eternal life and conquer death and offer us new life, bringing us to a fuller and richer human life? The question at its outset is it's not a question we should ask, because the question is what he is going to make of us, not what we're going to make of him. The question is what he will make of us, this colossus of history, for whom we name our centuries. So the question is quite pressing. So how are we going to understand Christianity to be the truth? Now, Jesus of Nazareth did claim to be God and offer us eternal life and conquer death. These are unique claims, extremely dynamic and radical claims. He claims to work miracles, feeding 5,000 with one fish and one loaf of bread. He claims to change water into wine, cast out demons in other people, and claims to make the whole and lame and disabled whole. So how are we going to make of it? Why do I think Christianity is the true faith? I guess it's because I believe Jesus claimed to be God and to offer us eternal life and to bring us a fuller and richer human life. I believe it's true. He made this claim, and I think it's so. He also made claims to work miracles. I think that's true, too. But let's look at the more closely about what Jesus says so we can understand why I think Christianity is the true faith. So the world tells us to get rich and richer. He says to get poor. That's a very interesting perspective. I think it's a true one. The secular society tells us to be smart, sophisticated, in the know. He tells us to be like little children. Again, these are very radical, compelling claims which challenge us, which is why I think it's true that we are not to, our object of life is not to get wealthy, but to give alms and help to other people, and perhaps even become poor by that method. So in that sense, I believe Christianity makes a true claim. And then the secular world tells us to be smart, sophisticated, etc., clever, smart. He tells us to be like children. Again, this is a true claim. He's telling us that the object of life is not to get rich, but give away your goods, and to be like little children, not to be like smart, clever adults. The world tells us that getting and taking and acquiring is the answer. He says the poor are blessed. This is why I believe Christianity to be the true faith, because given the matter some thought, these claims are correct. The world values dominance, power, and wealth, and gives honor and glory to those who obtain its respect. He says the poor in spirit are blessed, and the meek will inherit the earth. Media propaganda tells us that everything is getting better and better. He tells us the world is corrupt and doomed. So these are all claims that challenge me, that should challenge you, because they're getting at the heart of what's true and what's false. The world tells us to get richer and richer. He says to get poor. The world tells us to be smart, sophisticated, in the know. He says to be like little children. The world tells us that getting and taking and acquiring is the answer. He says, and these are very, very dynamic, radical claims, he says the poor are blessed. The world values dominance, power, and wealth, and gives honor and glory to those who obtain its respect. He says the poor in spirit are blessed, and the meek will inherit the earth. So, what are we going to make? It appears that these claims are extremely penetrating, which I'm talking about. Media propaganda says that everything is getting better and better. He tells us the world is corrupt. These are extremely dynamic, radical perspectives that are presented by Christ. In a century of genocides, Armenian, Nazi, Cambodian, Rwandan, he commands us to love our neighbors, ourselves. Again, he tells us to love our enemies. He tells us to love our neighbor. He says to pray for those who persecute you. He is challenging us. These are challenges that really raise us up to what I think is why Christianity is the true faith. I think it's true that loving our neighbor is the object of love, and loving our enemy even is a greater demand, and praying for those who persecute you is even a greater demand. So what are we going to make of this man? It's quite obvious that these claims are deeply felt and true. Jesus consorts and socializes with the outcasts. It was said of him that who is this man that eats with publicans and sinners? He dies the death of an executed criminal and tells a criminal beside him on the same day that he will be with him in paradise. He says of those that will follow him will never die. Nobody has ever said and done these things and made these fantastic claims. That is why I believe that Christianity is the true faith, because of what I have just mentioned. This man who claims to be God socializes with the outcasts. He dies an executed criminal. He says the criminal beside him will be with him in paradise. Nobody has ever made these claims. So in an age of greed, self-love, and selfishness, he offers a radical alternative to the present secular vision we are told to urge, embrace, and believe. So as far as these claims that I just mentioned, I see no other alternative available to me to the corruption, hatred, and suffering of the present world. The world tells us to be superior to those around us. He tells us to serve using our minds and talents as a gift of God in the service of others. So what are we going to make of this man with these very, very telling, dynamic, radical claims? Obviously, these claims are so unique and so incredible that we can only conclude that this man is God and represents the true faith. So that's why I say that Christianity is the true faith, because of what Jesus said and lived and died for. He chose as his disciples the humble and poor and a tax collector. He spent time with publicans and sinners. He died the death of an executed criminal. He said, nevertheless, despite all that happened to him, love your neighbors, yourself, and love your enemies. I see no other alternative but that Christianity is the true faith. And in a world ruled by greed, we need a reawakening in the faith of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Mount Sinai, the God of the prophets, the God who spoke to Elijah in the small voice, and the God who spoke to Job out of the whirlwind, and the God of the agony at Gethsemane. He still stands by the waters of the Sea of Galilee, asking rich and poor alike, peasant and ruler, to follow him. And to those who answer and heed his call, they will come to know him in the next life and in the world to come. That's as much as I want to say about why I think Christianity is the true faith. It's the true faith because of the claim the radical, pressing claim that Jesus made about just about everything, whether it's the poor or blessed, whether it's choosing as disciples the humble and poor, whether it's dying the death of a criminal, whether living in poverty, all of these facts indicate to me that this man and his claims are the true faith. None other. Nobody's ever said things like this. Nobody's ever made these claims, and nobody ever will. And so I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, to take a look at my book, Essays in the Christian Worldview, on the chapter Why I'm a Christian, on pages 3 and 4. And I will speak about this again tomorrow night in a little more detail so you can grasp what I'm saying about why I think, not as a denigration of other faiths and other people, why I think Jesus is God and his claims are true and the things he said, most of all, are significantly challenging and therefore true and are sufficiently radical beyond belief. Nobody's ever said these things, and nobody ever will. That's why I think that Christianity and Jesus is the true faith, and there's no way around it. I hope you've enjoyed this broadcast, and I'll be speaking again tomorrow night on this same topic. Good night.